Red Business with IBEC, building a sustainable competitive future in Cork business.
Hi there and thanks for joining us. Bit of a special episode this one. It's a one-off because we are here to celebrate all that's good about St. Patrick's Day. We are in for a big celebration this year purely because it's the first time we get to do it, in 3 years. And leading the charge for Cork, as you'd always expect, is the Lord Mayor. Councillor Colm Kelleher, how are you?
I'm very good, Jonathan. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
A lot of Aoláfárach back at you. It's great to be doing it again, isn't it? I know you were away last week. How did that go?
It's great to be doing it again. We'd have 2 years without a parade. I was away in the States. I was in New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco, and I had the privilege and honour. I attended two parades, one in the Rockaways, on upstate New York. They were decimated by Hurricane Sandy, and it was their parade, their first parade in 2 years as well. And I got to march alongside the mayor of San Francisco in the San Francisco parade. Absolutely amazing, very big. They do everything a bigger and better in the States, as they say. But yeah. I'm fairly confident that we can do something bigger and better in Cork because we haven't had a parade in over 2 years.
Yeah, so you've been limbering up effectively. This is kind of trial run for you, isn't it?
Oh, well, no, this will be my third St. Patrick's Day in the space of a week.
Look, it's bigger and better than it has been for the last 2 years, but that hasn't been hard because most people had to do their own parade in their front garden. So what does it mean to the city to have so many people back in town?
It means everything, Jonathan. Like, you have to rewind 2 years ago when Councillor John Sheehan was Lord Mayor, and he took the very hard decision of cancelling the St. Patrick's Day parade almost at the 11th hour. We were the first local authority in the country to cancel our parade before Dublin. It was before the Taoiseach, the then Taoiseach, came down the steps of Blair House in Washington to tell us that we were all going to flatten the curve for 2 weeks. And who knew that it was 2 years later, it would only be 2 years later before we could get back to some sort of normality. And also, it means everything to the city. There'll be an influx of people. It'll be great for tourism. It'll be great for hospitality. I've spoken to hoteliers and restaurateurs, and they're really looking forward to it because they were hammered during the pandemic. Just to see the colour and the pageantry and the amount of, international groups that'll be joining our parade and the amount of local groups that'll be joining our parade. And I will, as you said, lead the charge in the city's parade. But no sooner will that be coming to an end, and I'll be getting in the Knight Rider and straight out to Ballincollig and leading the charge in my hometown's parade as well.
That's your fourth
which
parade.
Which will be a great honour for me. That'll be my fourth parade. Obviously, being Lord Mayor, it's an honour and a privilege. You're along with the Lord Mayor of Dublin, you're probably one of the only chairs of a local authority that's at home on St. Patrick's Day. The rest of Cahirlochs and mayors would travel abroad. Oh, look, I travelled abroad last week. I'm not saying poor me or anything, but I wouldn't rather be anywhere else than in Cork City on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm. And the forecast is actually decent at this point as well, so you mightn't even get wet, which is even better. When you're talking about this now, I have to say, keep a very close hand on that chain of yours. Purely because Rob Heffernan, who is MC this year, previously the Grand Marshal and the new presenter on Red FM's Breakfast Show, he has notions. I'd say he'd nearly have a go off the chain if you let him.
Look, as Finbar would say, what would you get for the chain? About six years above in Ratmore Road. So, let the warning let the warning go out to Rob there. I know he's quick, but Finbar's quicker.
And don't forget, he only walks, so he doesn't run. So
easier
catch up. It'll be brilliant for the businesses in not just in Cork City, but as you say, in Ballincollig and in Blarney and all of the little parades that are going to happen right around the place. I'll be at the White Church one, just for the record. That'll be where I'll be hanging out for much of the day. But it's a sense of normality, isn't it, Lord Mayor, that we've been missing so much?
It is a massive sense of normality that we have been missing so much, obviously. I saw the parade in Rockaway, and I marched in the parade in Rockaway, and I marched in the parade in San Francisco. And it was their parades that they had missed as well. And the amount of young people that really enjoy St. Patrick's Day, as I said, the pageantry, the floats, the big trucks, the bells, the whistles. It's a day for the children. It's also, and let's not forget, it is St. Patrick's Day. It's a holy feast day. So it is a, sometimes forgotten, fairly important religious holiday also. Coupled with, as you said there, La Fela Breed is going to fall on the weekend, the 4-day weekend, where again our female patron saint of our country is to be honoured on the first Monday of every February going forward, which is about high time that happened too. And who knows, we may even have parades on St. Bridget's Day going forward as well.
Yeah, well, look, any excuse. I mean, the theme this year is Heroes, Ordinary People in Extraordinary Times. It sums up the last 2 years as well. It's a little way of doffing our cap to the people who did extraordinary things over the course of the last 2 years to keep us safe.
Completely. And now look, there will be the festivities and, you know, the balloons and the parade tomorrow or on St. Patrick's Day today. But we also on Sunday, as a city, are at 12 o'clock in City Hall holding a city remembrance and reflection for those that have died and have left us, and also those that have endured absolute, you know, horrible times over the last 2 years. And we'll be remembering them at 12 o'clock in City Hall on Sunday, and it's part of a national ceremony. I know the Taoiseach will be attending the ceremony above in Dublin, and it'll be coinciding, and there's one in Galway, I think, as well. And okay, they'll be all coinciding at 12 o'clock. So, you know, obviously, yes, it's great to be back. One thing they said in America time and time again, Jonathan, and excuse my American accent, let's have a parade. It's great to be back. So we can do all that. But there is a somber tone to it as well that we need to reflect on the past 2 years of hardship.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, it's optimistic.
Well, it certainly is. The parade itself, of course, is happening on Thursday. It's live streamed as well. If you can't get to town, I think the live stream starts at about 12:45, and all of the details are on corkcity.ie, the City Council's website, and on Cork's Red FM's website, redfm.ie. Lord Mayor Councillor Colm Kelleher, have a lovely day, and keep a close hand on that chain now in case your man Heffernan goes for it.
Yeah, watch yourself, Rob.
Get the Red Business Podcast every week with Jonathan Healy at redfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts. Red Business with IBEC, building a sustainable, competitive future for Cork business.